first is the salad, then the meat, then the vegetables. Wait, bring all my food at one time on the same plate. Dixieland, bebop, soul, rhythm and blues, cool school, swing, avant-garde, jazz, free jazz, rock. What kind of music you play? The good kind.
World Service Bulletin. Tune is going out to Marconi, to all corners of the globe. There ain't no hut in the Serengeti where my wavelengths do not probe. Right to Saturn, we sure hope a DJ is on board. For some anti-gravity mixing with two dumb plates of your own. Throw down! Straight cat rock and Bulawayo. Hey! Bulawayo! Body of rich in Burundi. Quadratina in Armenia.
Welcome to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, right here on the mighty, mighty WRIRLP, 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, Radio for the Rest of Us. And we are streaming worldwide on the web at www.wrir.org. My name is Bill Lupoletti, and I bring you this program every Friday from 5 until 7 p.m. Glad to be here. We got all kinds of stuff going on today. We're going to be listening to a little bit of Flamenco Nuevo later on in the program. We'll be hearing some stuff that is in the world music bin in your according to the record labels, but I think could play it on any indie rock show. We're also going to be hearing some new music at the end of the program from Mariam Hassan, a great new record from the singer from Western Sahara, and also the Impala Brothers from Democratic Republic of the Congo. We're going to be doing a giveaway later on in the show for tickets for Slash Coleman's Neon Man and Me, another performance of that that's coming up on Saturday, March 25th at the Pavilion at Oratide. So that'll be later on in the program. Right now, I have a couple of business announcements, and then we're going to launch into our first segment. We've got James Parrish and Mike Jones from the James River Film Festival sitting right here, and we're going to get to them in just a moment. But first of all, I want to remind you that Global Agogo and this radio station are brought to you in part by the generous founding underwriting support of the Bird Theater. The Bird Theater is a landmark movie palace in the heart of Carytown that views second-run movies. What they've got coming up this week at 7:15 is Capote, which was, of course, nominated for 5 Academy Awards and one Academy Award for Best Leading Actor. And at 9:30, they're going to be showing Memoirs of a Geisha, and that was 6 times nominated, 3 times winner in the Academy Awards this year. And then their Sunday matinee, Sunday at 4 p.m., they'll be showing Memoirs of a Geisha on that as well. So thanks to our friends at the Bird Theater. More information, www.birdtheater.com. And we also want to thank our friends at the Modlin Center for the Arts at the University of Richmond for their founding underwriting support of Global Agogo as well. The Modlin Center presents the Actors Gang Theater on March 21st and 22nd at 7:30 p.m. They present The Exonerated, a play about the innocence of people accused of terrible crimes they did not commit and paid horrible price. You can get tickets through the box office at 289-8980 or by contacting them at maudlin.com. www.richmond.edu. And now, welcome, James Parrish and Mike Jones. Belly up to that mic. You need to get real close to it.
How you doing, Bill?
Yeah, that sounds really good. I'm doing great.
Hey,
good to see you guys.
Thanks for having us. You know, we feel a kinship with WRIR as we're an all-volunteer-run media organization that showcases independent film and video. And notably coming up next week, the 13th James River Film Festival, which will be running March 20th through the 26th. So we're real excited, and we appreciate you thinking about us and inviting us for a themed segment of your program. So.
Well, we're happy to have you here, and we've learned a couple of things from how you guys have run your operation, which has been fantastic, and we're looking forward to getting to our 13th season as well. Sure. All right, so tell us a little bit about what's on the whole schedule, and then just to give folks a little precursor, we're going to be focusing in on the music-related shows, but before we focus in on those, why don't you give people an overview of the whole schedule?
Well, we've got a lot of things coming up. As people know, we don't really subscribe to a theme. We like to present different programs that might appeal, you know, to different people in the course of a week. Now, if you want to take in all 16 programs in the course of a week, that'd be great. But we do have a very mixed bag here, and we'd like it that way. And
yes, for the independent-minded.
That's right. We are Virginia's Festival for the Independent-Minded, and which also, a.k.a. Headstrong. And anyway, we have a lot of things coming up. You know, the best way to is to look at the whole schedule is to go on our website, perhaps, and pull that down for yourself. And our programs will be out this week. But our headliners this year are Ray Harryhausen, producer, animator, special effects director. Ray Harryhausen, he studied under Willis O'Brien at King Kong. We'll do a program at the Bird. We have Gary Lucas, ex-Captain Beefheart, for a show on next Saturday at Canal Club. Filmmaker is Martha Colburn from New York. Jonas Mikas said that we have to get her, and she's happy to be coming. And I think her show on next Thursday at Plant Zero is going to be a special highlight. And local filmmaker David Williams will be premiering next Sunday at the Firehouse his new film called The Last Home Movie, which is a real gem.
Now, of course, those are just the guests smattered throughout the week or other films without filmmakers or directors in tow. But we really tried to pick something that would appeal to a lot of different tastes, and maybe that's a good lead-in to talk about the music sub-theme, if you will, that runs through. Maybe it's almost been there since the beginning of the festival. I know since I've been involved, there's always been some sort of music-related festival program, so we're excited to be showcasing even more than one this year.
You know, James is exactly right. I think the second year of the festival, we did a music program involving the Mummies at the old Biograph, then called the Gray Street Cinema, and which they did to a Buster Keaton film. They would go on to do several Buster Keaton soundtracks, scores for that, including one at the Bird. We've had Tom Cora Ensemble here. We've had Tom Verlaine. Television was here. Last year we had Per Ubu. We've had Gary Lucas a few years ago. And recently we did a program with the back in November with the local Richmond Indigenous Gourd Orchestra. So, you know, those programs have really worked well for us.
And that's almost become kind of a trend around the country, this having musicians performing live music with film. And, I mean, it really started – you guys started programming it before it was a trend anyplace. That's a compliment,
well,
guys.
Well, yeah, we have realized that we were both trying to just say thank you. Yeah, well, hey, well, you know, it actually, I guess it started about the same time we started reading about it. And but, you know, it's a great way to in a sense, to recycle and to bring back some of the silent classics. You know, but last year it was interesting. Remember, Per Ubu performed at the Bird with a film that had a soundtrack. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't a silent film. And that was they just did, the other little score pieces and sound effects.
Yeah, it was much more like a DJ. They had somebody up in the booth with the projectionist dialing up and down the sound as based on cues they had set out.
That was really great. Yeah. And as a result of that, we also got to do an interview with David Thomas here at the station.
Which I remember started out very crusty, and then he kind of warmed up. So
WRIR.
I enjoyed listening to it.
WRIR's Bill Farrer got to interview him, and I think that was a real thrill for Bill. And he found David Thomas as difficult to manage as you might expect.
Well, you know, I do think I'll put in this, and then I think we ought to play some music and then talk some more after that. Is, you know, Flickr, the micro cinema movement, which is sort of the other side of the Richmond Moving Image Co-op, has a kinship with music too, because a lot of the microcinemas started in clubs and music clubs because they couldn't go to traditional theaters. They couldn't get a space in those places, so they went where they could. And a lot of those independent filmmakers share that same spirit with musicians and other artists, and they find any kind of interesting space, an old warehouse, music club, that kind of thing. So I think our music and film programs sort of grow out of that kinship with others who are really trying to do things that matter, that they're passionate about, and that money's not the primary objective.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get started with Joe Strummer, since he is the guy who does the theme song for this show, and since that's one of the events in the festival that I'm the most excited about. The film with Joe Strummer is called Let's Rock Again. It's going to be showing on Sunday, March 26th at 1 p.m. at the Firehouse Theater, and then again, right? You're showing it twice.
At 9 p.m.
At 9 p.m. as well.
At the Firehouse.
Right. At the Firehouse. So you get two chances to see this documentary about Joe Strummer, and specifically about what he did after he was in The Clash. And let's play a song that's featured in the movie. This is from his album Global A-Go-Go, and this is called Johnny Appleseed. Check this out.
We'll be right back.
There's Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros and Johnny Appleseed right here on Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove. And we're here talking with Mike Jones, James Parrish from James River Film Festival, Richmond Moving Image Co-op. What's your website again?
It's www.rmicweb.org. Or actually, you know, if you can't remember that, just remember flickr.org. I used to have that site for when I started Flickr and before we merged the co-op, and I just recently pointed it to the site. So if you can only remember flickr.org, that'll get you there too.
And when you get there, it's very easy to figure out where all the information is about the film festival. But that, of course, is just one of the many things that you guys do in your organization.
Yeah, you'll see the big Cyclops, and you can click on that. That'll indicate the 13th James River Film Festival, an image from one of Ray Harryhausen's films, who is one of our featured guests this year. But yes, we do other things. We try to do monthly film programs, including Flickr, which had started independent of the film festival. And that's how Mike and I got together. We started talking about creating a nonprofit organization together by merging those two programs, Flickr and the James River Film Festival. And then once we got that going, we said, well, how about the off month? Can we do something? So that now we do something almost every month, including things like bringing Jeff Krulik down, heavy metal parking lot fame, who's in D.C. We had him down just an off month program, if you will, not during the festival. What a great, we had probably 300 people for his show. So we try to bring artists down. We don't always. We do things like the Italian Film and Food Festival and other things. But I want to kick it over to Mike because as we were listening to the song, I kind of came in here a little low energy. My son Logan's been sick, and I'm starting to feel like, oh, am I going to get it? But that song was really fantastic, and Mike was reminiscing about going to hear The Clash. So, Mike, can you say a little bit about that?
This was 1979, a show at Ontario Theater in D.C. They were touring for the Give 'Em Enough Rope album. I went up there with Trent Nicholas, who is part of our board and teaches film at VCU. Trent likes to call ourselves the People's Film Festival because he imagines himself a little bit like Che Guevara. And anyway, we went up there.
You
and
look
we came
good
out,
on a T-shirt.
Yeah, yeah. And we came out, and it was snowing, I remember. But what a fantastic show. Bo Diddley opened with playing that cigar box guitar, you know. But before that, you could talk to the class members. They're all sitting there wearing red, white, yellow, and blue shirts, just like the colors from that album cover. And you could talk. I talked to those guys for 20 minutes. They're very personable. Then they just stormed down, jumped up on the stage, like almost like leaping lumberjacks from, like, you know, Seven Brides. And they just took the show by storm. It was incredible. And we didn't get back to like 6 the next morning because of the snowstorm, but it's still one of the most incredible concerts I'd ever seen.
You know, I should say, Bill, too, this show's a great example of how we use volunteers. Jim Stramel, who's a filmmaker, used to work at Commonwealth Film Labs before it closed, helped us bring David Durston and Lynn Lowry of a film called I Drink Your Blood last year. And we asked Jim this year, do you have any ideas? And he had something, couldn't make that happen. And he said, how about we bring Let's Rock Again? So this is Jim Stramel's idea for programming for the festival. And we really do depend on people in the community who are interested in independent film to make suggestions. In fact, a lot of our music and film programs have come from a local person, Steve, you got to help
Wilson.
Me. Steve Wilson.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Who's really helped us out and pegged some really fantastic programs for us. So if you have ideas, let us know. Go to the website. Send us an email. Drop us a line.
We like to think of ourselves as a collective ear and umbrella for the film scene. And, it's interesting how the music, we're talking about how we've always had these music programs. Our very first year, we played a documentary on Half Japanese, our very first year, by Jeff Furtzik. And now looking at the program, which we just got from the press today, and I see Martha Colburn, James wrote this, so I knew this, but she also did a sequence for Jeff Furtzik's latest documentary on the legendary musician Daniel Johnson, called The Devil and Daniel Johnson, and who was part of Half Japanese, who used to play here in Richmond all the time.
That's right, with the guys from the Orthotonics.
With the Orthotonics, that's right.
Okay, well, anyway, since we know it's a small world, that's kind of how Gary Lucas has gotten involved, because he's going to be here because he's been here before, and so you guys are already.
He's coming back because he loved the barbecue. We took him to Buzz and Ned's, and he had such a great time that he's been after us ever since he came and said, "I want to come back. I want to come back." And he actually He's on our email list, and when he found out that we did a Surrealist Film Festival last December?
Yeah. So December before last. Yeah.
He said, "Hey, I'm touring now with some Surrealist films. Could I come back?" Uh-huh. So that's how that program came about, and we're happy that he's coming back. He's a fantastic guest, a great performer, and
a nice guy. Yeah. You know, it's funny. We to seal the deal this year, I sent him a stale moon pie through the mail because he thinks of the South as being barbecue and moon pies. The last time he was here, he took a bunch of moon pies back with him, and he said, "Hey, you sent me a stale one." I said, "Well, is there such thing as a fresh one?"
So explain for listeners what Gary is going to be doing in this performance and Hotel X as well, because they're going to be working together.
All right. Well, Gary Lucas has composed a score for three short avant-garde films dating back to the 19-teens and 20s, some of which we've actually featured at different times. Two of them are kind of known, well-known, Ballet Mécanique and what's the other one he's performing with? Entr'acte. Yeah. Entr'acte. The other one... The Cameraman's Revenge is a very rare film, actually. But this will all be at the Canal Club. Anyway, he's composed these scores for these three films. The total package is about 60 minutes. Hotel X will open the show performing live they're kind of keeping it under wraps to a silent classic. I think it's a Harold Lloyd silent comedy.
Oh, so they're choosing the film?
Yeah, yeah.
And they're just going to show up with the reel and say, play this?
Oh, they've got it, yeah. And they've worked out a score to this, and they're going to, I think it's a Harold Lloyd. That's that much I know. And anyway, they're going to do that for like 20, 25 minutes, and then Gary Lucas comes back, and he does his program. Then they all get together and jam at the end.
And so when they get together at the end, they're going to be improvising, or have they had the chance to work out what they're going to do?
No, they haven't. In fact, I emailed Gary Lucas and said, "Hey, I ran into to Ron with Hotel
Ron
X,
Curry.
And he's Ron Curry." And he said, "I sent Gary Lucas some tapes of ours," and Gary Lucas said, "Yeah, yeah, I got those, and I listened a little bit, but I really want to keep it fresh, so I'm trying not to listen to them that much." So he's approaching it as show up and see what happens. So I think it's going to be a pretty electric closing to a fantastic film and music program, getting two for the price of one, basically, Hotel X and Gary Lucas, and then getting the jam session afterwards. So I'm really looking forward to it.
I think that sounds like a great show. And let's listen to some music from Gary Lucas. And for those of you in the listening audience who aren't familiar with him, I guess he's best known as a member of Captain Beefheart's Magic Band in the later years of that group. He's not old enough to have been in the early years of that group. And a great guitar player, also plays trumpet, I believe. And since the Beefheart band, he's gone on and done many, many things. He's done a lot of work with film scoring. He also had his own band, which eventually became called Gods and Monsters. We're going to play something from his solo record called Gods and Monsters. This song is called Whip Named Lash from Gary Lucas.
Oh, well.
And there's the music of Gary Lucas, who's going to be in town here in Richmond coming up next weekend at the James River Film Festival. He's going to be performing live soundtracks to three silent films. And Hotel X is going to be doing a soundtrack to a silent film the same night. And then to cap off the show, the finale is going to be a improvisation with Gary Lucas and the members of Hotel X. All that's happening at the Canal Club on Saturday, March 25th at 9 p.m. And that's part of the James River Film Festival. And that's what we're here talking about in the first half hour plus of the show. We're going to keep going here because we have some more stuff, interesting stuff to tell you about. But it's the 13th annual festival, and I've got Mike Jones, James Parrish from James River Film Festival right on the other side of the mic to tell you more about what they're doing. And let's get into talking about Say Amen, Somebody, because this is a movie that I really loved when I saw it, and it played here in Richmond. Mike reminds me, in 1984, it was originally released in 83. It showed at the Biograph Theater, and it was there for a while. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, we were trying to galvanize the African American audiences to turn out for this film, and it turns out we didn't have to do much. We did a bunch of flyers to churches and stuff, but you know the response was there, and you know, blacks and whites turned out in droves for this film. And I remember we held it over, we played it 1 week, we had a second week and a third week, and it did very well for us. I do remember specifically that actor Martin Sheen was in town playing JFK. In a TV series, or no, I guess it's a made-for-TV movie here in Richmond, with Blair Brown as Jackie O, and or before, I guess before the O, and
right,
he didn't know yet. But anyway, he came into the movie theater, and the next, and we gave him a free pass. And the next night, he came in and paid, and brought a bunch of the cast members and crew with him, including Blair Brown. And it was, you know, the film did great.
So maybe he'll come back for this, but probably not. But we should tell people, Say Amen, Somebody is a documentary about African-American gospel music, and it focuses on two great musicians, Mother Smith and Thomas Dorsey.
That's right.
And Thomas Dorsey started out as a piano player in whorehouses, right? And Willie Mae Smith was totally trod the straight and narrow. And there's a memorial concert for both of them, or one of them. That's part of the movie, right? And there's all kinds of great gospel musicians in the movie as providing part of the story. And, of course, there's plenty of live performance footage. And so we're going to play a little bit of music from that right here. But before we do that, I want to remind you that you're listening to WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us. And this program is Global Agogo. And I got a couple of announcements I want to make, and then we're going to play some music from Say Amen, Somebody. This program is brought to you in part due to the generous support of our founding underwriter, Exile. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the class culture of tomorrow by featuring two floors of clothes, jewelry, accessories, and housewares, both old and new. They also sell Bluntstones and TUK footwear, Manic Panic and special effects hair color, and silver jewelry. Exile is located at 822 West Gray Street in the middle of VCU. Store hours and information are available at 358-3348. And Global Agogo is being supported this afternoon by Plan 9 Music, offering everything from hit music to the obscure. Plan 9 has or can get most of the music heard on this program and well nigh most of the music heard on this station. Plan 9, proud to support the musical diversity heard on WRIR Richmond every day. Plan 9 in Carytown, and now a new location at the VCU bookstore as well.
And Plan 9 is a great supporter of the Richmond Moving Image Co-op and the James River Film Festival. In fact, they're always supporting us and helping us with advance tickets. And if you want that Gary Lucas ticket a few dollars off the door price, you can go to Plan 9 and get it for $12 instead of $15.
And so, in case it sells out, right?
That's right. You never know. You never know.
Stranger things have happened. All right, let's listen to, we're going to hear one of the tracks from Say Amen, Somebody. This is one of my favorites from the movie. This is called The Storm is Passing Over, and it's going to be sung by Delois Barrett Campbell and the Barrett Sisters. So check this out.
The storm is passing over. storm is passing over. Hallelujah. The storm is passing over. The storm is passing over.
Storm is passing over, and that's the Campbell, the Barrett sisters, from the soundtrack of the film Say Amen, Somebody, which is one of many parts of the 13th Annual James River Film Festival. You can see that film on Sunday, March 26th at 2:30 p.m. at the Firehouse Theater.
In fact, there's plenty of time to go to church and then come to the screening afterwards. So that's appropriately scheduled on Sunday afternoon after church. In fact, that listening to that song makes me ready to go to church. Yeah, I was about ready to get up for an altar call almost. I'm working on a documentary about white gospel, which is very similar and very different at the same time. So I had been told, you know, my story on this film was that several people had said, oh, if you're working on a film on gospel music, you have to see Say Amen Somebody. And I really believe if you're interested in gospel music in particular, but the South, this is a fantastic film. And, I mean, there's just so many wonderful little moments in it. And I love Professor Dorsey, some of the looks he gives. He just got that real stern old look and yet a smile kind of hiding underneath. That's what I remember from some of the questions he might get asked, and he would, you know, perk up and give a stern look and then answer with a little smile at the corner of his mouth. So,
No doubt about it. That guy was a performer.
Yeah, quite
absolutely
the performer.
And one of the things I love about this film festival is the breadth of ground that you guys cover every year. And so we're going to go from talking about a documentary on gospel music to probably one of the most important conceptual or avant-garde filmmakers ever, right? And that's Michael Snow. And so this is going to be a great opportunity for folks to see some films by Michael Snow that are really influential in the world of filmmaking. So why don't you talk a little bit about that?
You know, Michael Snow is a Canadian. He's a poet, a musician, and a filmmaker. He's considered to be one of the structuralist filmmakers. In fact, the whole structuralist thing in avant-garde film kind of started in the 60s. And in fact, Andy Warhol was a leading was part of the group. And since his films Sleep, Empire, long films that have very little action. Sleep basically is a person sleeping on the couch for about 6 hours. A person turns over at one point, and that's the whole film. Empire is a long shot of the Empire State Building at night. You see the lights flicker on as the people working at night, the custodians, go from floor to floor. I think it runs about, you know, what, 7-8 hours. These films insist that narrative is not really part of the cinematic process. And so they reiterate the fact that the medium remained true to its form, which is things having to do with duration and the movement of the film through the projector. So narrative and acting, drama, all that stuff is pretty minimalized. The film Wavelength, for instance, is basically a 45-minute slow zoom from one end of a 75-foot loft apartment in New York to the opposite wall. And in the course of that, you do get some suggestions of narrative. And it's a very controversial film, but also a really groundbreaking film in the history of avant-garde film. It's showing with a short film he made called 1 Second in Montreal. The total package runs about 65 or 70 minutes. But, you know, this is, again, how everything comes around. We had a seminar back in 1995 about avant-garde film in a commercial realm. And one of the things was about Wavelength. And, you know, Dan Neiman, the local film reviewer, who did a great interview with Harryhausen for us this time and has always supported us, he admitted, he said, you know what, I saw the film and I was bored by it. Well, Scott McDonald, who was our guest that year, a film critic and film historian, pointed out, well, Dan, you may have been bored by the film, but the film itself is not boring.
That's great. You know, it's interesting, though. About this that struck me is I was reading the New York Times, I guess the Sunday Times, a couple of weeks back, and was reading this article on Canadian music collectives, and all of a sudden there's Michael Snow's name. Now, I don't know as much about Michael Snow as Mike Jones does, but I said, I know this is the same guy, and then Bill picks him as someone to talk about in our festival because he knew. So, Bill, you might tell him a little bit about his music life.
And I just want to preface it by saying I don't want to lead people on here because we're actually not going to play any of his music here because we're actually running out of time. But Michael Snow, before he was a filmmaker, was a working jazz musician. He played trumpet and he played in Dixieland bands in, I believe, Toronto. I think that's where he's from?
I believe so.
And he got very interested in minimalism in music, and he also got very interested in free improvisation in the 1960s. And the film that he made before Wavelength, which was New York Eye and Ear Control, and I don't know if you guys know this, was actually designed around a soundtrack that Michael Snow commissioned from Albert Eiler's quartet. And so if anybody's familiar with that famous recording of the great free jazz saxophonist Albert Eiler, New York Eye and Ear Control, it was actually made as a component of a film by Michael Snow. Snow, later on in his career, decided that he wanted to be a composer, and has composed music in a minimalist vein, something along the lines of, say, Terry Riley or Steve Reich. And in fact, there's a Steve Reich recording for organs where the cover is a still from one of Michael Snow's movies. So the connection between what he's done in film and what he's done in music and musicians who are part of his axis is very strong. So there's a big music interaction in there. And I don't know anything about the soundtrack of Wavelength, though.
No, you know what? You hear a little bit of Beatles. You hear a window break, a shot, which could be a backfire out on the street or something like that. But that's really all the suggestion of drama, and it is minimalized. And you know what's interesting, just talking about how everything kind of comes back around, which is one of the reasons we don't do a completely themed festival. Everything connects anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know, when I read the New York Times piece, I said, well, that's an idea for maybe next year or a future year, is to get Michael Snow here in both the filmmaker and musician role. I think it'd be pretty fabulous to have someone who really does both, not just the musician who plays with a film, but one who does both things. So,
yeah. This is what I love about programming or curation, is that every idea that you have gives you another 10 ideas. And that's why I never run out of things to play on the radio.
Absolutely. That's what keeps it interesting for us, too, because it's this back and forth between a lot of different people who have ideas. And I think it keeps it interesting for us.
You know, what James says is exactly right, because we do get inspired. You know, the events through this festival will trigger things for the next so many years. As a matter of fact, we'll be programming next year's festival probably this coming week, as we have, you know, conversations with the guests and with the various audience members.
Oh, yeah, I totally hear you on that. Listen, I want to thank you, Mike Jones, James Parrish, for coming in today to talk to us, to tell us about the 13th annual James River Film Festival, which gets started on Monday, March 20th, and continues through the following Sunday, and that would be March 26th. Total of how many different films are being shown?
Well, we have 16 different events in the course of the week. Some are multi-packaged, like the ASIFA animation thing that kicks off Monday night. I think there's probably close to 40 short films in that program. But basically, 16 programs, and most of them are single films, but multiple films with Gary Lucas, of course, and Hotel X.
Yeah. So something for everybody in this festival. We're just glad it's a part of the great cultural opportunities that you have here in Richmond, and things have really changed here in the last 20-something years, and this is a big part of it. So thanks for doing that, guys. Thanks to all the volunteers at the Richmond Image Moving Image Co-op for putting on the festival, and good luck with this year's show.
Thanks a lot, Bill.
Thanks, Bill, for having us.
All right.
Wear that T-shirt proudly. We gave him a T-shirt that has the Harryhausen image of the big Cyclops on it. So if you see a guy walking around listening to tunes and wearing this Harryhausen image T-shirt, that's probably Bill.
Thanks, man.
And by the way, just one more time, rmicweb.org for the schedule. But we just got these things hot off the press, and we'll be sticking them around at some of our sponsors like Plan 9, Video Fan, Chop Suey Books, and selected other places. So look for them. They're bright green. You can't miss them.
We share a lot of sponsors, you know.
Yes.
All right. Absolutely. Thanks, guys, for coming in. Hey, you're listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove. And let's play some music here. We have had a lot of talk. It's a little unusual, but it's a great festival, and I think people want to know more about it. We're going to play some Nuevo Flamenco here. This is an artist who was recently in town named Jorge Pardo, and he was playing with Chick Corea at the Modlin Center. Let's listen to some music from him right in here. This song is called Mi Sueño from Jorge Pardo. Thank you.
las estrellas siguiendo camino abierto. Mi sueño eterno, mi sueño eterno. Yo me encuentro cautivo de tus amores y tus ojos me daban pare y none. Yo me encuentro cautivo de tus amores y tus ojos me daban pare y none. Quiero volar contigo y andar por el firmamento, perderme las estrellas siguiendo camino al viento. Mi sueño eterno.
Y aunque tú has muerto mis ilusiones, en vez de maldecirte con justo encono, y en mis sueños te colmo, y en mis sueños te colmo de bendiciones, sufro la inmensa pena de tu extravío. Sepa que el llanto mío tiene lágrimas negras, tiene lágrimas negras como mi vida. Thank you. y aunque tú me has echado en el abandono, y aunque tú has muerto mi ilusión, en vez de maldecirte con justo encono, y en mi sueño te colmo, y en mi sueño te colmo de bendiciones. Sufro la inmensa pena de tu extravío, siento el dolor profundo de tu partida, y yo lloro sin que tú sepas que el llanto mío tiene lágrimas negras, tiene lágrimas negras como mi vida. Ahí viendo Guadalquivir, la gitana lava, los niños en la orilla viendo los barcos pasar. Agua del limonero, agua del limonero, si te acaricio la cara tienes que darme un beso. Mi gitana lavaba pañuelo de blanco y oro, que yo te daba, que yo te daba. Agua del limonero, agua del limonero, si te acaricio la cara tienes que darme un beso. Tú me quieres dejar, que yo no quiero sufrir, contigo me voy tana, y aunque me cueste morir, contigo me voy tana, y aunque me cueste morir.
Seguiré caminando, seguiré esperando, aunque me duela amor, algo que hacer, alguien a quien amar, con quien contar y algo de esperanza. Seguiré caminando, seguiré soñando, aunque me duela la fiesta que tengo, la llevo, la tengo. Mujeres sensibles, no hay misión imposible. prohibido instalarse, prohibido aparcarse, prohibido abusar. Seguiré caminando, seguiré esperando, aunque me duela amor. Seguiré caminando, seguiré soñando, aunque me duela amor. Seguiré caminando, seguiré esperando, aunque me duela amor. Seguiré caminando, seguiré soñando.
That's Amparanoia. That's Ampara Sanchez from Barcelona, Spain. And that song is called La Fiesta. In that set of flamenco nuevo, I guess you would call it. Before that, we heard from the great flamenco singer Diego El Cigala with Bebo Valdez and their award-winning album Lágrimas Negras, which came out in 2003. We heard the title track from that. And we started out with Jorge Pardo, flautist saxophone player from Spain, who performed in Richmond recently as part of Chick Corea's ensemble. It was a great show that they had at the Modlin Center a couple of weeks ago. And we heard him do Mi Sueño, and that's on a new compilation that's just come out that's called The Rough Guide to Flamenco Nuevo. And you're listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, right here on the mighty, mighty WRIRLP, 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us. And we are streaming worldwide on the web. Tell your friends at www.wrir.org. So if you can't hear us in the vicinity, then you can hear us on your computer, and you can hear us any place in the world. And speaking of any place in the world, you can hear this program in Halifax, Nova Scotia, on CKDU 88.1 High Power FM in Halifax. So shout out to our listeners in Canada here as well. Portions of WRIR's Drive Time programming are made possible by Lewis Black and Live Nation Productions. Comedian Lewis Black's Nothing Sacred tour is coming to the Landmark Theater Sunday, March 19th at 7 p.m. General admission and reserved seat tickets are available to the public at the Landmark Theater box office and at all Ticketmaster outlets by charge, by telephone at 262-8100 or on the internet at www.ticketmaster.com. Lewis Black, Nothing Sacred. Absolutely nothing sacred with him. And Global Agogo has been underwritten since the very beginning by the visionary founding underwriters at the University of Richmond's Modlin Center for the Arts. The Modlin Center presents a concert by renowned pianist Leon Fleischer on April 5th at 7:30 p.m. Leon Fleischer is a virtuoso piano player who midway through his career found that he lost the use of his right hand for playing piano due to repetitive stress injury and converted to playing just the one-handed piano repertoire, which is surprisingly larger than you might think. And after becoming an expert on that, through work and exercise, he's gained mobility in his right hand again, and he's back to playing the conventional repertoire, and he's going to do a concert of a little bit of both at the Modlin Center on April 5th. Tickets are $30 through the Modlin Center box office at 289-8980 or at modlin.richmond.edu. And I promised earlier that I was going to do a giveaway in here today, and that's what I'm going to do right now. I've got a pair of tickets to Slash Coleman's The Neon Man and Me, a benefit performance. It's being held Saturday, March 25th at the Pavilion at Oratide. We've given away a number of tickets for previous performances of this show, and I understand it's a great show. So this is a great opportunity to get a pair of tickets for free to see The Neon Man and Me by Slash Coleman at the Pavilion at Oratide on Saturday, March 25th. The show is at 7:45 p.m. Just be the first caller. We'll make this real simple. The phone number is 649 9737. And let's get into some music here. We're going to stay in Barcelona. This band is called Quimi Porte, and the song is La Rambla, right here on Global Agogo.
porte infinite de destin, on en pose un, qu'est-ce qu'on en retient? Le vent l'emportera. Pendant que la marée monte, que chacun fait ses comptes, j'emmène au creux de mon ombre des poussières de toi. Le vent les portera. Tout disparaîtra. Le vent l'emportera.
Tražio sam na vrhu planine anđele visine da mi kažu ime. Tražio sam u dubini mora odavno zaboravljenu tajnu plime. A pogledaj što sam našao, prevrćući raj pakao. Ko se tamna oka dva, svijet bez korijena, plese sve što zna. O, 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 ko tek meni poslao, da mi anđelima kvariš posao. Tek meni poslao, da mi anđelima kvariš posao. Ej, 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 ti makita ova je, on piše me zovno travaje. Ej, 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 ti makita ova je, on piše me zovno travaje.
kažu ime. Tražio sam u dubini mora, odavno zaboravljenu tajnu plime. A pogledaj što sam našao, prevrćući raj pakao. Divljeko se tamna oka dva, svijet bez korjena, plesi sve što zna. Ko tek me bi poslao, da mi anđelima kvariš posao. Ko tek me bi poslao, da mi anđelima kvariš posao. Ti mlakita ova je, chez maison de travail. Eh, eh,
that's Darko Rundek and Cargo Orchestar from Croatia right here on Global Agogo. That song is called Makedo. And before that, we heard from the French band Noir Désir and their song Le Vent Nous Portera. And we started out the set with Kimi Porte from Barcelona. And that's from a great compilation called Barcelona Zona Bastarda. And we heard the song La Rambla. That's, of course, the main drag in Barcelona for anybody that's been there, one of the world's greatest cities. And you're listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, right here on WRIR, Richmond Indie Radio. And what we're doing here in this half hour of the show is playing some music. This was actually inspired by my colleague, Derek Sunshine, who hosts the show New Music Machine on Sundays, from 1 to 3 in the afternoon. And he was in here last week during my show and was reminding me that some of the music that I played actually would be filed in the indie rock section, which is absolutely correct. And it got us to talking about how silly some of these categorizations are and how they really keep people away from music. And so what I did was went through some of my favorite songs that would be filed, that where the record label would tell you to file it under world music. And I think that any of these songs could be dropped into an indie rock program and sound really good right in the middle of all of the other artists like that. So these are basically rock bands from mostly from Europe, but we're also going to hit on, in the second half, we're going to hit on Brazil, and we're also going to hit on Mali as well. And I think, you know, so it's just kind of an exercise, a lot of fun for me, and you know, a chance to elaborate on what Derek and I were talking about last week. So hope that you're enjoying it half as much as I am enjoying getting to put it together and getting to pull out some songs that I always enjoy getting a chance to play, including this next one, which is from, this is a band from France. They're called Louise Adake, and they were produced by Gordon Gano from the Violent Femmes from Wisconsin in the United States. And this song is called Du Nord à Sur from Du Sud on from Louise Adake. So check this one out. Thank you.
chaque ville, chaque port, sans cesse et sans effort, du nord au sud, naviguer, même à tort, naviguer vers le nord, partager mes trésors, el cuatro vientos, sin esfuerzo, nord à sur, sin pararse, cuatro vientos, sin esfuerzo, nord à sur. Sin pararme. Du nord au sud, le long d'un méridien, l'élégance du voisin, son tarmac. Si je veux, je reviens. Al cuatro vientos, sin esfuerzo, nord al sur, sin pararse. Cuatro vientos, sin esfuerzo, nord al sur, sin pararme. Eu não sou daqui, eu não tenho nada.
não tenho nada. Quero ver Irene rir, quero ver Irene dar sua risada. Eu quero ir, minha gente, eu não sou daqui. Eu não tenho nada, nada. Quero ver Irene rir, quero ver Irene dar sua risada.
That's Amadou and Mariam, of course, with their immensely popular song, Senegal Fast Food, certainly one of the most popular records here at our radio station, and by far the most popular African recording from last year. The album is called Dimanche à Bamako. There's a new release from Amadou and Mariam. It's actually a reissue that's just come out of the material that they recorded and released on cassette when they lived in Côte d'Ivoire in Abidjan. And I have a copy of that, and I think I'll be playing you some music from that next week, so some of their early recordings from 10 and 15 years ago. So that's something to look forward to next week on Global Agogo, where we play, as you know, music from around the world in the universal language of groove, and we do that every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. right here on the mighty, mighty WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, independent radio in a democracy. And before that, we heard from Caetano Veloso from Brazil, and we heard the song Irene, and it's just one of my all-time favorite songs from 1969. And we started out that part of the set with Louise Attaque from France and Du Nord à Sud. And let's see, what else do I have to tell you here? Oh, a few things, as always. Global Agogo is, of course, being supported this afternoon by Plan 9 Music, which offers everything from hit music to the obscure. Plan 9 has or can get most of the music heard on this program. Plan 9, proud to support the musical diversity heard on WRIR every day, every week, all year round. And Plan 9 is in Carytown and also has a new location at the VCU bookstore as well. And Global Agogo is underwritten in part due to the generous founding underwriting support of the Modlin Center for the Arts at the University of Richmond. The Modlin Center presents the Actors Gang Theater on March 21st and 22nd at 7:30 p.m. This Los Angeles-based troupe founded by Tim Robbins will present The Exonerated, a play about wrongly accused death row inmates. Tickets are $32 through the box office at 289-8980 or online at modlin.richmond.com. .edu. And thanks, as always, to our friends at the Modlin Center for the Arts. And we've got, let's see, it's 6:35, so we've got time for 25 minutes of music, less whatever I have to say, so we'll keep that to the bare minimum. I do have one other announcement that I want to make here, and I also want to remind you to stay tuned after the show is over at 7 o'clock for Beep Ah Fresh with Chuck B and Hoodrich, the best in urban dance music, which is to say hip-hop, but a whole lot more than that as well. They play a lot of great variety of music, so stay tuned for that from 7 to 9 every Friday here on WRIR. I want to also remind you that the International Folk Dance Club of Richmond is hosting Bulgarian Cultural and Dance Night tonight, March 17th, from 7:30 to 10 p.m. at Dumbarton Elementary School. Come and experience Bulgarian life through music, traditional folk dancing, photographic display, and traditional singing, and more. Refreshments will be furnished. Bulgarian students from University of Richmond will present dances in their native dress. Admission is free. You can come in casual or folk attire, and you do not need a partner. They'll find one for you. Singles as well as families are welcome. The address for Dumbarton Elementary School is 9000 Hungary Spring Road. And if you'd like more information, I've got two phone numbers for you to call to find out more about this event, which is happening tonight starting at 7:30 p.m., but running all the way till 10, so there's no rush to get there at 7:30. 266-7355 or 527-0759. And again, that's the International Folk Dance Club of Richmond tonight at the Dumbarton Elementary School, 9000 Hungary Spring Road. And now, back to the music. Yes, back to the music. And I want to play something that's brand new from a great Congolese group that I just got turned on to by my colleague David Noyes, the expert in all things Congolese, of course. He hosts, co-hosts Ambiance Congo on Sundays from 3 to 5 in the afternoon. And this group is the Impala Brothers, Alain and Buro Impala. They have a great new record out that's called Mortal Kombat, and we're going to hear a song called Kamul Inter from the Impala Brothers.
Ngai koma kasite na bata mina sima mokongo ya Yahweh mpona bunda bitumba oyo na ba Philistin baron du siècle Kamul Inter Mondo Baza. Écoutez-moi ça.
lendi mardi jeudi lelo na moni neti na sote mokolo moko a semaine qu'est-ce qui m'arrive lisusu mpo na bunga makambo lokola babebe nzambe soki eza problème salaki na ebango ata déjà moi avant parce que c'est pas normal moto a vivre na pressentiment net a craqué soki mpe problème soki mpe koche mare aka kontungisa ngai qu'on détruire qu'on neutralise ngai Kamulenter bildoze Lendi mardi, jeudi lelo na moni neti na sote mokolo moko a semaine Qu'est-ce qui m'arrive Kamulenter na koma makambo lokola babebe Nzambe soki eza problème salaki na ebango ata déjà avant Parce que c'est pas normal moto a vivre na pressentiment net a
craqué soki mpe koche mare aka kotumisa ngai
Annette Dioka, Nancy Dioka, à Montréal.
Na kotisia ta requête, balobi na nga solution zo mina nuka kate. Na moni se ke vre na koma fitole loko babengi bolingo. Prochaine ma soke ye na koza la première moto na tchango de ho.
Soke si vite, soke zo kolete, na nimi na nga se meto. Makambo akotango mosusu fatigant, stressant décourageant.
Sina hollandaise, Martin Boma.
Timambi, 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 oh.
Timambi.
Kambo l'inter, motembe chargé comme il
n'est. Timambi.
Iye sena ista, upen iniki netu.
Timambi.
Ifasik, iye spe na chamba.
Timambi. Soke simite.
Le Don King Jean-Marie Lokoulasi, Don Blanc Blandine Candolo, Natacha Morabito, Patricia Y3, Karine Mpoko, belle fille de Jet Set.
Pesamba na mbote zo yebate Polole libo soma yele na sima Baja luka kabali nga bavantage Bose pena bobina La soufansa baninga
Leo kadi koyabi la classe
Lobo kwe pesamba na mbote zo yebate Polole libo soma yele na sima Baja luka kabali nga bavantage Malome la batonga Suksa kamonete
Le président Jean-Jacques Moutoualé
Lobo kwe pesali boumou koni soma mona na te Amonyo so parti en toto Lolendo ninyo mo sale langay Yagane to vanda Toute vanite pe vanite
Le grand flamand noir Energy quick
Vanite de vanite Dans ce monde plus rien ne va Oh Alo bananga mokolo mokola vieso ne bandeli mpe na suka Mokolo nakola la romelo kwa inkondo akole la ngai Mokolo nakola la mama miko akole la
Jetu
kona na mama dida bakole la ngai Maxe mwanza keita kalumba bakole la Gisele mpela na neli mpela bakole la ya ya Alanga nzembo ake
Lobo kwe pesa manambo tezo yebate Polo leli boso mayele na sima Baja luka kabali nga bavantage Malome la batonga Suksa kamonete
Ricardo Elumbu
Lobo kwe pesa libu mkoni soba mona na te Pamonyo soba te ya nzoto Lolendo ninyo mosa lelangai Yana netu vanda Tute vanite pe vanite
Gina Jado na Sai Sai, écoutez le chanteur intelligent.
Dans tous les cabarons, Kamoun l'inter, savourer une vie n'a pas de limite. Je ne peux que partager ma joie avec Lili Lumande, Amadou Djabi, José Badine, Abouke Benganawe, Motema Molinge, changer position yebate. Kos muko konza wapi mona mi Badi ya sabe Ejino da Silva
Bombanga, Yajanda Silva, Sara Bolembe, Bogar Nenge,
Lobo Pepe Samana Botezo Yebate, Polo Leli Bosoma Yelena Sima, Baja Luka Kabalina Bavantage, Bosepela Bobina, La Souffrance Abanina,
Chematier Kazanga,
Lobo Pepe Samana Botezo Yebate, Polo Leli Bosoma Yelena Sima, Baja Luka Kabalina Bavantage, Malobela Batonga, Suksaka Monete.
Mobola Prince Nzedi,
Mokomba Pesali, Mokondi Soba Monanate, Pamonio Sobati Antoto, Lolando Nino Bosale Langai, Yalande Tuvanda, Toute Vanité, Vanité.
Alain Makaba, ordinateur Pentium 9, grattez-moi ça. Lisa Kamanga, la belle, Junior Okito, Julie Logange, Tobina, Tchetto Le Champompo. Patia Sabe, mon ami, ingénieur Nico Mayeye, le parisien intelligent Yves Makambu, Faningoa, Tchongadi Yoyo Richard Makambo de Donengani, Tosobi Nadi, Tobi Prince de Lulua, Fernand Gangwe Djoukende, Nalela, Kachimuka Katalama, Montana Kabumba, il plaît d'avenir.
Africana. compañeros.
That's a classic there from Sam Mengwana from Democratic Republic of the Congo, and actually dedicated to the people of Mozambique. That song is called Marabenta, or Vamos para o Campo. And you can find that on a great compilation that we've got a little series going on here on Global Agogo. It's on Network Records, and it's called Golden Afrique Volume 2. And it's got great Congolese music from 1956 through 1982, a total of 27 songs on that. And we're going through and systematically playing each track from that compilation. It kind of started at the beginning of the year, so it's going to run through the summer. And so that's something to look forward to every week right here on Global Agogo. Before that, we heard some new music out of Democratic Republic of the Congo from Alain and Buro Mpela. We heard Kamul Inter from their great new record called Mortal Kombat. You'll be hearing a lot more of that right here on WRIR. And now we have this public service announcement.
Due to the great turnout at the February freeze-out river hike, another has been scheduled for Saturday, March 25th at 10 a.m.
Join this 5-mile interpretive riverside ramble with James River Park historian Lauren Field. This pike is of moderate difficulty and not suitable for children, pets, or weak ankles. The tour begins at the end of the Tredegar Street parking lot across from Belle Isle. Advance registration and a $4 donation are required at 646-8911. Make checks only payable to the James River Park Fund.
Okay, and thank you very much for that public service announcement. All right, we're going to wrap up the show here. It's 7 minutes before 7 o'clock. We've got two more tracks to play, and then Chuck B will be in the house with Beep Ah Fresh. The last track that you're going to hear is going to be from Mariam Hassan. He's a great singer out of Western Sahara who now lives in Spain. Western Sahara, of course, is a very bad place to be from because it has been occupied by the military of Morocco for a number of years. And she actually has spent most of her life living in refugee camps and moved to Spain in the last few years, has two really excellent records out, one that just came out a couple of months ago, and we'll be playing something from that to end the show. And before that, we're going to hear something else that's new from a compilation from Stone Tree Records out of Belize. The CD is called From Baca Bush, The First 10 Years of Stone Tree, a fantastic label that's based in right on the Belize-Guatemala border, a place where you would be very surprised to find a record label, I have to admit. And we're going to hear from a group called Mr. Peter's Boom and Chime and Behind My Back. And then we'll hear El Chuada from Mariam Hassan. And then you'll hear from Chuck B right after that. So thanks for tuning in for Global Agogo. I'll be back next week, and I'll see you all then.
I believe you get on like this.
واهالي وحياة الحسن أبرك